Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Gimel, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Beis and Beis, and let us begin with a recap and Akdama, and Amish the Torah, Kol Menachos, Nikbitsu Shalai Lishman, Ksheres, El Shalai Olu Lubayl Mosham Chayva, aside from Minchas Chaitan and Minchas Kanais, which were Apsulis Lagamri, and of course, this is very similar to the Mishnah that we had on Daf Beis and Aleph and Mesechtes Bachim regarding Kabonis that are brought from animals, and on top of Daf Beis and Beis, the Gemara is, Leim Masis and Lake Rab Shimon, as we have a Brisa where Rab Shimon stated, Kol Menachos, Nikbitsu Shalai and do we have to explain that a Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon? And the Gemara explained that Lefir of Ashi's explanation of Shitas Rav Shimon, so a Mishnah can even be going like Rav Shimon. However, according to the way Rabban Rav explains the Shita Rav Shimon, the Inachanami, a Mishnah, cannot be going like Rav Shimon. The Gemara initially brought down Bekitza, the explanations of Rav Ashi and Rabban Rav as to the Shita Rav Shimon, and then continued to start to go into greater details as to their explanations. And as the Gemara started, Virami Rav Shimon Rab Shimon, the Gemara is a stira from the initial Brisa that we just mentioned, which we will refer to as Brisa number 1, which brought the member of Rab Shimon. It seems to be clearly not like our Mishnah, as Rab Shimon stated, Kol Menachos Nikbitsu Shalai Lishman Ksheirais Va'ol Lubayl Mishem Chayva, and as Rashi stated, that Pligi Masisin led Rab Shimon Betarti, that number 1, Rab Shimon stated that even if a Mincha was brought Shalai Lishman, then not only would it be Kasha, but would it also be Ol Lubayl Mishem Chayva, and number 2, Rab Shimon states that this would apply to all menachos, and even a minchas chayte and minchas kenais. Allah Mishnah stated that if one brought a minchas chayte and minchas kenais shalei lishman, then it would be pasul gamri. Keep in mind that when we will discuss a minchas chayte and minchas kenais, we will refer to both of these kabanais as minchas chayte. L'maisa brisa number 1 seems to be seisa brisa number 2, as in brisa number 2, Rav Shimon dashens from the pasuk and pashas tzav regarding a kum mincha that states kodesh kadoshim hi kachatas v'chasham. Most menachos that are brought shalei lishman akshira. However, they are loyal to Lubayl Mosham Chayva, aside from a Minchas Chayte that would be Pasul Gamri, which seems to be exactly like our Mishnah. And we already saw the Teretz of Rabbah and how Rabbah explained the Shita Rav Shimon in order that there would not be a stira between Brisa number 1 and Brisa number 2. And Rabbah explained that Rav Shimon in Brisa number 1 is specifically discussing where one brought a Minchas Shalei Lishman Bishinu Kodesh. And for example, the Kohen did Kmitza on a Minchas Chavitin with intent for a Minchas Machashas, or while bringing a Minchas Chareva, which we defined as minchas chayte or knois with intent for any other mincha which are belula b'shemen, and since masel muchichla and his words don't match his actions, so we don't associate his bad intentions with the mincha at all, and therefore Rav Shimon holds that the mincha would not only be kosher but would even be all lubayl m'shem chayva. And as Rashi explained, machshava de minkur l'kol shehu mechazev lo yav machshava, and in Brisa number 2, Rav Shimon is discussing where the kohen had a machshava of shinu baylim, and for example, while bringing a carbon for Reuven, he stated he's bringing this carbon for Shimon, and since and it is a nikkur that he is lying, so his machshava will actually have an effect on the carbon, and therefore by all menachos the mincha would still be kosher, but loy ol lubayl m'shem chayva. The exception would be if a kohen had kavanah shalei lishman and b'shinu baylim for a minchas chayte, then the carbon would be pasul gamri. Keep in mind that the Gemara already stated that according to Rabbah, Rav Shimon could not be the tana of our Mishnah, as our Mishnah is certainly talking about a case of shinu kodesh, and as we saw that the Mishnah brought an example for Lishman v'Shalei Lishman, where Kohen was bringing a carbon Minchas Chayte, and he initially had Kavana for Minchas Chayte, and then during the same Avodah he had Kavana Lishman Minchas Adava, and clearly we see that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Shinu Kodesh, and even so the Mishnah stated V'loi Olu L'Bailu M'Shem Chayva, which Lefi Rabbah would not be the Shita of Rav Shimon, as Lefi Rabbah Rav Shimon would hold that in the case of Shinu Kodesh, and not only would the carbon be Kasha, but it would be Olu L'Bailu M'Shem Chayva. And our Gemara now begins Simon Kalim. This is actually a simon for the first four questions that the Gemara will ask on the Shita of Rabbah. And keep in mind that the words Oila Oila Malaku Mitzah are referring to the first two questions that the Gemara will have on Rabbah. And before we begin with the first question on Rabbah, let us remember that in Masechta Zvachim we learned that the procedure of the dam of an oif is the opposite of the procedure of the dam of a behemah, as an oila oif is placed l'mayla mechut hasikra, the dam of a is placed lamata mechut hasikra, and in addition, the dam of an oil sa'if was placed on a mizbeach through a procedure called mitzui. While there were two procedures that were done to the dam of a chata sa'if, as the kohen would initially do hazoras hadam, and then he would do mitzui adam. Regarding the first chiluk between oil sa'if and chata sa'if, ayin the shita who brings a simin, ayin, which refers to the oil sa'if that goes lamayla mechut hasikra, and test refers to the chata sa'if that goes lamata mechut hasikra. The Gemara now begins with its first question question on Rabbah as to how he explained the Shita of Shimon, and as the Gemara is, Elamiata, Ilusaif, Shemokal, Mailu, Lashem Chatzaif, Tiratza, as Masal Machichla, the Ilusaifi, as the Ichatzaifi, Lamata Hava Ovidla, the Gemara is bothered that if Rav Shimon actually holds that the Psul Machshavah doesn't apply with Masal Machichin, so the din should be that if a Kohen does Malika to an Ilusaif, Lamaila Machuta Sikra, and stated that he's bringing a Chatzaif, not only should it be Kosher, but it should be Olu Bailam Shem Chayva, which we will refer to as Kosher Lagamri, as Lamaisis Masal Machichla, as if it would be a Chatzaif, he would be doing Malika Lamata Machuta Sikra, and Lamaisa we know that it is not a halacha, as the Mishnah Masechtas Zvachim on Daf Samach Gimel clearly teaches us that Loy Olu Bailam Shem Chayva. Gemara responds, Otu Chatzaif Lamaila Milesa, Ha'amamar Malika Bechol Makam Mizbech Kshira. Although certainly that Zor Sadam of a Chatzaif has to be Lamata Machuta Sikra, but the Malika itself could be done by Makam Oila. The Malika of a Chatzaif can be performed Lamaila Bechuta Sikra, and therefore it is a Machshav of Loy Mikra that he's being Mechazev. That's why even Rav Shimon would agree that's Loy Olu Bailam Shem Chayva, and I am the Bam Tesis who's bothered as to what the Havmina Gemara is, as certainly we know that Malika can be done even Lamaila Bechuta Sikra. Tesis explains that the Havmina Gemara was that although we certainly know that one can do Malika of a Chatzaif Lamaila Bechuta Sikra, however, since it wasn't practical to do so, since there wasn't so much dama nefesh of a bird, since the kohen had to do hazal lamata mechuta sikra, so by the time he walks from the top of the mizbeach to the bottom of the mizbeach, there may not be any blood left. Therefore, it wasn't practical, and it wasn't the derech to do malika lamayla mechuta sikra, and therefore it would be considered machshava demikra as masel mechichla. And as Tesis states, kasal kadaitoch afagav dekshir bechatos bechol mokim mikol mokim in derech lasis lamayla shlo yipol adam laaretz kaidim shiyavu lamata lemitzvah. And some agurus lemitzoi, and some agurus lemitzvois. Ayn Rashi Masechtas Zvachim on Daf Samach Gimel Beis, who states Malika b'chol makom b'mizbeach kshira bein lamayla bein lamata dechi alfinu lamata bechatas ha'oif b'hazod alfinu lekamon b'shmeitzin. As the pasuk states, v'hizu midam achatas al kir v'amemar zeh kir tachtoin ayin shom. The Gemara now continues with the second question on the explanation of Rabbah as to the shita of Rav Shimon. The Gemara is ilus ha'oif shemitzu dama lamayla l'shem chatas ha'oif tirat. As myself, Michikla, the Ilusaifi, the Ichatasaifi, Lamata Hava Ovidla, Vahazo Hava Ovidla Koidem. Once again, the Gemara is bothered that if Rav Shimon holds that the Psul Machshava doesn't apply with Masel Michikla, the din should be that if a Koyan properly squeezes out the dam of an Ilusaif, Lamaila Machuta Sikra, and had Kavan Lashem Chatasaif, so it should be Koshal Gamri, since it's clear that he's actually lying, his words and his Kavana doesn't match his actions. We know that the Mitzvah of Ilusaif is done Lamaila Machuta Sikra, while the Mitzvah Adam of a Chatzaif is done Lamata Mechuta Sikra. And in addition, if this Kohen was really bringing a Chatzaif, then not only would he do Mitzvah Adam, but he would also have to do Hazaras Adam, as we learned in Masechta Zvachim, and therefore it's Masel Mechichla. And Rabbi stated that Reb Shimon holds the Machshav de Mikra Loi Pasla Rachmana. Now in the last Rashi on the Amid, Diva Mas Chazah, Rashi explains the difference between Hazaras and Mitzvah, as Hazaras is Eichas Beguf Ha'oif U Maglu Meir Bekoyach Vadam Nitas Ma'atzmai. Rashi explains that Mitzvah is when he's seichi being his b'isa v'nitzik adam hoylech l'mrochik. With Ayin Rashi Masechta Zvachim on Daf Samach Dalid, where Rashi defines mitzui a bit differently, as Rashi states shemakav aguf l'mizbeach v'deichik beis milkasa b'kir v'adam mismatzah v'yoreid ayin shom. We continue on Daf Gimel Med Aleph, and the Gemara responds Amri dilmu mitzud basa zohu da'amamar mitzudam b'chol makam b'mizbeach kshira. The Gemara answers that even in this case where the kohen did mitzud adam l'maylu mechuta sikra, and he stated that he was bringing a chatzaif, this would still be a case of imaser mechichla. Is when one sees the kohen doing mitzvah adam, and the kohen says they're doing this for a chatzaif, so they would think that the kohen already did the azar of this chatzaif lamata mechuta sikra. He is actually performing the mitzvah adam of the chatzaif, as he stated, as the mitzvah adam of a chatzaif can even be done lamayla mechuta sikra. And as Rashi Masechta Zvachim on Daf Samach Dalam and Alf explains, can in farish time the mitzvah bechatzaif lava vaydi li pasul b'shinui shafilu ok. And as we learned on Daf Nun Bezum and Aleph, by Nishar Yimata, She'in Nishar Lo Yimata, Alma Ikka Dialf Mehaikra, Delay Ma'akev. Therefore, if Mitzvah of the Dam Chatzaif is not Ma'akev at all, and certainly if he did Mitzvah, Lemailim Chatasikra, it is not Ma'akev. Therefore, this is also a case of Imasa Mukhichla, since the Machshav Delay Minkra, therefore it's Pasrachmana. In this case, even Rav Shimon would agree that it's Kasha, Belay Allah Bailun Shem Chayva. And I in Tap Tesis and Daf Gimel Min Aleph, Dibel Maschel Mitzvah Dama B'chol b'chol makom mizbeach k'shira. Afal gav dechsev b'yisoid dechsev yimotzel yisoid mizbeach. Harminu perek atas oiv the mitzvah loy ma'akev afilu mitzvah klal uplukti b'perek beiz me'ila ayin shom. And the Gemara now continues with its third question as to how Rabba explained the sheet of Rab Shimon. As we already mentioned, the first two questions are representing the simon as oila oila malakum mitzvah, and the following question in the Gemara will be represented by the next simon, which is chatas oiv. The Gemara continues to ask from cases of oivos, and the Gemara now asks chatas oiv shehiz edam lamata l'shem oila oiv tiratza and the maser muchichla the chatas oivi the e oila oivi l'mayla hava avidla umitzah hava avidla. If it's true as Rabbi explained that Rav Shimon holds that where it's maser muchichla se'im machshav to mayales and it has no effect on the carbon, and if so, if a kohen is bringing a chatas oiv while doing azaras hadam properly l'mata mechata sikra, he has kavan l'shem oila oiv. So this chatas oiv should be kosher l'gamri. Certainly, it's maser muchichla that certainly he was bringing a chatas oiv. Since number one, if it would be an oila oiv, we'd certainly only have to do mitzah hadam and wouldn't have to do azaras hadam at all. And number two, he would do so l'mayla mechata sikra and not l'mata mechata sikra. Certainly, we know that mitzah of oila l'mayla mechata sikra is ma'ake by an oila oiv. The Gemara answers hachinami ulafish ina menachis demus l'zvachim ka'amar l'zvachim v'leila oifais. The Gemara explains that in a chinami, according to Rav Shimon, this is certainly correct, and if you have Shimon, this machshava would actually not affect the chatas oiv, and it would be kosher lagamri va'oilu l'baylum l'shem chayva. And although it seemed that Rav Shimon only stated his din, but the game menachis, however, the Gemara explains that we actually could be medayik from the lashon of Rav Shimon, who stated ina menachis demus l'zvachim. Rav Shimon was stating that menachis are specifically not like zvachim or behemoths, and he's not discussing oifis at all, as certainly there are scenarios where oifis have the same din as menachis. The kohen's machshava would not affect the carbon at all, as we just saw in the case of a chatas oiv shehiz adam lamata l'shem oila oiv. And in that case, Rav Shimon would agree that would actually be kosher va'ol l'bayl l'shem chayva, or as we refer to this as kosher l'gamri. We remove the word ella from our Gemara, and we explain the Gemara as one statement. I am the shita who brings another girsa, and according to that girsa, then the Gemara actually has a shakal v'taya. The last two lines of the Gemara are actually read as a question and answer, and the Gemara asks v'hol fisha ina menachis demus l'zvachim kamar. The Gemara answers that Rav Shimon meant l'zvachim v'leila oifais ayin sham and ayin rashi v'leila oifais devadi l'oifais daimin the oifais olu shem chayva. Even Rav Shimon agrees that in the case of oifais, there could be a scenario where it would be kosher and olu l'baylum shem chayva going. And for example, in the case that we just brought, chatas oiv shehiz adama l'mata l'shem olus oiv and ayin the second taste of the amid dima maskel chatas oiv shehiz adama, where Taisa explains why the Gemara actually brought a case of a chatas oiv shehiz adama and why the Gemara didn't bring a simpler case where someone brought a chatas oiv while he was doing malika sa'if l'mata mechata sikra. He stated that he's bringing this carbon as an oil sa'if. Certainly we know that the malika of an oil sa'if has to be done l'mayla mechata sikra, and that is ma'akev. As Taisa explains that in a chanami balafisha hiskel ha'akshis memitzu va'azah makshe k'moy kein ata aval k'moy kein ho'yoch l'ha'akshis memalika s'chata shemokal l'mata l'shem oila the malika s'oil sa'if l'mayla k'nar mi'um mizvachim per kachi kachim ma'ak tar b'reishi shum mizbeach af malika ayin sham. This point that Taisa just made is actually asked as a question in the sheet on Daf Beis and Beis, and he answers the same teretz of our Gemara as the sheet is tema tikshi le chatas oiv shemokal matal sham oilus oiv tiratza the maser mechichla the chatas oivi the ilus oivi lemaila hava avidle vahashle shaych lishnuye malika bechol makom mizbech shira the oilus oiv psul lemata vachatas oiv levadu the kama malika bechol makom mizbech shira. The sheet answers based on our Gemara v'yishle medelfiya maskana the kama hachinami lefishe ina mincha daim lezvachim. As we just saw, the Gemara now continues with its fourth question on the way Rabbi explained the sheet of Rab Shimon, which is represented by the simon of Kachi Kachim. The Gemara is Kachi Kachim Sheshachtim Bitzafon L'Shem Kachim Kalim Liratu as Maseim Uchichlan the Kachi Kachim Nenu the Kachim Kalim Bedarim Hava Avilu. The Gemara now asks a question from regular carbon behema, since we know that all Kachi Kachim Shchitasim Bitzafon, and as the Mishnah taught us, Kachi Kachim Shchitasim Bitzafon. Therefore, in a case where a kohen would shecht any kachim properly on the north side of the Azara, but had intent for kachim kalim, then it should be kosher l'gamri as maser muchichla, since he did shechita b'tzafon and not bedarim like kachim kalim. And although we just stated that Reb Shimon may agree by oifos that there could be cases where it would be kosher va'ol l'baylam shem chayva, but certainly Reb Shimon stated on Mishnah ein amenachis demus zvachim, and it's mashman Reb Shimon would hold like the Mishnah mesecht zvachim on daf bezim and aleph that in any case of a zevach the kohen performs an avodah shleiv lishma, then although it will be kosher, but loy olu l'baylam Shem Chayva, and by Chathas and Pesach, it would actually be Pasul Gamri. According to the way Rabbi explained the Shita Rab Shimon, we just found a case where Rab Shimon should agree, and since it's Maser Mukhikhla, if who is Machshava Shalei Lishma, should not have any effect on the carbon, and not only should it be Kasha, but it should be Olu Lebailim Shem Chayva. The Gemara responds, Amid Om Rachmana Af Bedarim, Bedarim Vole Betzafa Mi Amar, the Tnan Shchitas Mechal Makim Bazara. Gemara answers that certainly even in this case, it's Im Maser Mukhikhin, as the Torah never stated that Kachim Kalim have to have Shchita Bedarim, and certainly by Kachim Kalim, one can even do Shchita Betzafain, as the Mishnah Mesechta Zvachim on Daf Nun Hei stated that Shchitas Mechal Makim Bazara, and as Rashi and Agamara states, Amid Om Rachmana Af Bedarim, Vole Kavalu Tzafain, by Kachim Kalim, the Torah was not Kaveh Tzafain, could the Kavalu Chatas Vashem Va'ila, as specifically by Chatas Vashem Va'ila, this is Xeris Akasov, that Shchitas Mitzafain, the Chsiv Va'ila, Al Yerachim Zbech Tzafaina, the Xiv Bechatas, Bimakoyim Ashet Shachit Ha'ila, Tishachit Achatas, Lefne Hashem, Kodesh Kadoshim Hi, the Chim Va'ashem, and similarly we find Benegeir Karbon Ashem, and Ayin Tesis, who once again points out that certainly the Gemara knew that Kachim Kalim can be Nishchat Mitzafain, however initially the Gemara had a Havmina, that B'Metzias they didn't do so, but ultimately the Gemara ends off Kamash Malan that it's still a Maser Mechichla. Either the Kamash Malan is that they would also Shech Kachim Kalim Bitzafain, or the Kamash Malan is that although generally they would not Shech Kachim Kalim Bitzafain, but certainly they were allowed to do so, and therefore it's still a Maser Mechichla. The Gemara now continues with its fifth question on Rabbi's explanation of Reb Shimon, represented by the Simon of Kachim Kalim. The Gemara is Kachim Kalim Sheshachtim Bedarim L'Shem Kachi Kachim Liratzu. The reason is as Maser Mechichla, the Kachim Kalim knew as the Ikachi Kachim, but Tzafin Haver Avdlu, the Gemara is bothered that how can you say that Reb Shimon holds that where it's Maser Mechichla, that a Machshava de Mikra is Loi Pasa Rachmana, if there would be a case where Kohen is bringing Kachim Kalim, he does its Shkita Bedarim and had Kavana for Kachi Kachim, but if you're Reb Shimon, his Kavana should not have any effect on his carbon and should be Kashal Gamri as Maser Mechichla and that is Kachim Kalim, as if this carbon would actually be Kachi Kachim, as the Kohen stated, then certainly he would have to have been doing Shkita B'tzafain. We know that Reb Shimon holds the B'negei Zvachim, although the carbon may be kasha, but certainly by most Kabbanis it would be Lo'ol L'balim Shem Chayva, and if it was a Karim Pesach, then it would be Pasal Gamri. The Gemara responds, Amri Kachi Kachim Nenu U'me'ava Hida Ova V'shachlu B'darim, and the Gemara explains that even in this case, it's Im Maser Mechichla, as even though he's doing the Shechita B'darim, but people would still say, since the Kohen stated he's bringing Kachi Kachim, so it must be that this is Kachi Kachim. The only reason why he did Shechita B'darim, because the Kohen was being over on this halacha, doing Shechita improperly B'darim, and even in this case, it will be Im Maser Mechichla. Therefore, even in this case, Rav Shimon would hold that his Machshava would have an effect on the carbon, and it would be Le'ol L'Bailun L'Shem Chayva, and Ayin Taisis at the end of Diba Masachol Me'avahu De'av V'Shechtinu B'darim, where Taisis points out that once the Gemara brings his Teretz, and even previously where the Gemara asked a question from Mechat Tzoev, Shehiz Adam Alamata L'Shem Eilu Tzoev, to Ratza, the Gemara answered Hachinami, and when Rav Shimon stated, Ina Menachis Demel Zizvachim, he meant Lizvachim V'Lei La'ifais, Zok Taisis V'Nira, the Hashta Chayza by Mishinu D'L'El, the Lizvachim V'Lei La'ifais, at this point we could state, Rav Shimon actually said his klal, even B'negei La'ifais, even the case of the Chat Tzoev, it would be Ein Maser Mechichla, as people would say, that he actually performed the Avodah improperly, and as Taisis states, that Kulik L'Shnui, that Minu Me'ava Avar, of Ayin Rashi, at the end of Diva Masra, Leishna Omar Lai, Leishna Omar Harezeh, Rashi is bothered with the same question as Taisis, and Rashi states, V'ikasha, Kabi Chat Tzoev, Lishna Lei Hochi, the Savri Eil Tzoev, who Me'ava Avar, Rashi argues in Taisis, and Rashi holds that even according to our Gemara, the Gemara would not change its initial teretz, and as Rashi states, Halek Lemifrach, or Halek Lemema, the tree is Suri Le Mechzekin Le, certainly when a person will be watching the Kayin, he will not be tailored that the Kayin will be Ivan to Isurim, he will not be tailored a Chodah de Avalei Hazar, that number one, the Kayin did Hazar instead of Mitzuri, and Va'oid, the Ka'avalei Lamata, and in addition, the Kayin did a Lamata Mechuta Sikra instead of Lamaila Mechuta Sikra, and that's why the Gemara initially did not give this teretz, and only at this point, where the Kayin is actually only doing one thing wrong, as the Kayin is doing Shechita of Kachi Kachim, Bedarim, Vole Betzafain. So in this case, the Gemara could state, Me'ava Ava, people will say that the Kayin was being Ivan one Isser, Ayin and Rashi, Ayin at the beginning of the Taisis that we just quoted, where Taisis brings down this explanation of Rashi, and Taisis asks a question on Rashi, Ayin Shom. Gemara now continues and is not satisfied with his teretz. If we will accept that people will actually be Taylor, that his Maisim were done improperly, and Yehochi Machves L'Shem Macheshes Nami, Omar, Hai Macheshes Nodar, Ki Maisel Abba Machves, Hai Dekah Kometz L'Ola Macheshes. Macheshes, the Macheshes who, Ma'avahu the Avar, Va'asir B'machavas, the Gemara is bothered that we should also be Toila in a case where a person made an Edda to bring a Minchas Machavas while the Kohen is doing a Kpitza, a shallow dish called a Machavas, and the Kohen stated that he's bringing a Minchas Macheshes. So why does Rav Shimon state, Maser Mechichola, that's really a Minchas Machavas since he's bringing it in a shallow pan? If people may say that really this person did make an Edda to bring a Minchas Macheshes, as the Kohen just stated, and the Kohen was bringing a Mincha in a shallow pan or a Machavas improperly, and therefore it should be a Maser Mechichola as well. Even in this case, Rav Shimon should be Moida, that it's Kasha, V'lo Yolo L'Bayim L'Sham Chayva. Clearly, Rav Shimon doesn't hold like that. As in the Brice itself, Rav Shimon stated that this is the classic case with Maser Mechichola, and it's Olo L'Bayim L'Sham Chayva. However, the Gemara responds, Hasam ki nami b'macheshes nodar, ki maisla b'machavas machavas havea, ki t'than ha'im ha'reila b'machavas v'hei b'macheshes, or b'macheshes v'hei b'machavas, ma shehevi hevi v'idei nidroi lo yotza. And the Gemara answers and explains that this concept of ma'avahu da'ovar v'asir b'machavas doesn't apply b'negeya karbim mincha. Even if it would be true that a kohen would be improperly bringing a minchas macheshes in a shallow pan, then automatically that becomes a minchas machvas, and therefore it's still maser mechichola that this is a minchas machvas, and the words of the kohen have no effect. As even if he says he is bringing this as a minchas macheshes, it is loy ma'ilev loy ma'irid, and as Rashi states, umeidi yadia de mechazev, this is based on the mishnah of kuf beis and beis that teaches us that although a person can make a neder to either bring a karbim minchas machvas or a minchas macheshes, but if a person actually makes a neder to bring a minchas machvas, ultimately brings this mincha in a macheshes and in a deep pan, or if Reuven initially stated, I want to bring a minchas macheshes as a neder, and instead he brings the mincha in a shallow pan, and in both cases, the actual mincha would be based on what he actually brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and what type of pan he actually brought his karbim mincha in, even though he brought the mincha in a different pan than he initially stated he wanted to bring this neder for. However, we would still consider it a valid karbim mincha. However, he was not yotze his chiyah to bring this neder, as he initially stated he wanted to bring a machvas and he brought a macheshes, or where he initially promised to bring a macheshes but ultimately he brought a machvas. Therefore, he would still have to bring another karbim mincha in order to satisfy his neder. Ultimately, from this mishnah we see that b'negei a karbim mincha, the karbim mincha is going to be dependent on the actual kli that the mincha was brought in. That's why l'fi Rav Shimon, it's always a case of maser mechichola, as ultimately, even if the kohen stated that I'm bringing a minchas macheshes, but since he's bringing it in a shallow pan, therefore certainly it's muchach that he's bringing a minchas machvas, and therefore his words would be loy ma'ir v'loy ma'irid. His words would not have any effect on the kashas of this carbon. That's why Rav Shimon holds that this mincha would be kasha, the olu l'baylum l'sham chayva. But the Gemara continues to ask another question on Rabbah. How can you say that Rav Shimon would hold in all cases of a mincha that even if a kohen brought the mincha shalei l'shma, that would be olu l'baylum l'sham chayva? Even in this case, it should be a case of loy minkra in maser mechichola, and the din should be that it's kasha v'loy olu l'baylum l'sham chayva. Even in a case where a person made an edda to bring a minchas machvas, then while the kohen was doing kmitza, he actually stated that I'm bringing a minchas macheshes, it should still be in maser mechichola. And as the Gemara states, v'dilma zu amar and k'detnan zu lahavi b'machvas v'hevi b'macheshes, or b'macheshes v'hevi b'machvas harezu psula. And as Rashi explains, then the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Beis and Beis, the Mishnah continues and teaches us that even though we stated that we have to look at the type of pan that the person ultimately brings his carbon in, however, the Mishnah explains that that is only in a case where the person that brought the carbon only made a neder that I will bring a minchas machvas, or he stated I'll bring a minchas macheshes, and then if he brought the mincha in a different type of pan, then the mincha will take on the characterization of that pan, and if he ultimately brought the mincha in a shallow pan, then it will be a minchas machvas, and if he brought the carbon mincha in a deep pan, then it will be a minchas macheshes. However, if at the time that the Baal Karbon made the neder, he actually stated that this flour should be a minchas macheshes, or he stated that this flour should be a minchas machvas, and we can no longer look at the pan that he brought the karbon mincha in, and we have to actually go based on his dibur. And for example, if he initially stated that this flour and this oil should be a minchas machvas, even if he brought the mincha in a deeper pan, it doesn't change its status, it doesn't change to become a minchas macheshes, and since he brought his mincha in the wrong pan, therefore the mincha will be pasul, and he'll have to bring another mincha. Similarly, if initially the owner of the carbon stated that I'm making a neder, that I want this flour to be a minchas macheshes, even if we'll bring the flour in a shallow pan, it doesn't change the shame of the mincha to minchas machvas, and since he brought the minchas machvas in a deep pan, therefore the mincha would be pasul. If so, even Rav Shimon should agree, if a person promised to bring bringing minchas machvas while doing the kmitza, the kohen states that I'm bringing minchas macheshes, this should still be a case of imasel muchichin. People that will see that the kohen is bringing a minchas machvas and he states that I want to bring this as a minchas macheshes, it would not be toila that he actually did an action shalei l'shma. They will actually think that the Bailam actually initially stated that they want to bring a minchas macheshes, and that's why the kohen also stated that he's bringing this as a minchas macheshes for the Bailam, even though they will see that the actual flour in the shallow pan, however, they will still think that this is a minchas macheshes, as even though it's in the shallow pan, however, they will say that it must be that the Bailam actually stated Rezu minchas macheshes, and although they ultimately placed the flour incorrectly in a shallow pan, however, it still has a shem of a minchas macheshes. Therefore, how could it be that Rav Shimon stated in the Braisa that in this case the din would be that it's kosher v'ol Bailam sham chayva? V'lechayur, the din should be that this mincha is completely pasul. Certainly, the halacha would be that's like ol Bailam sham chayva. Why did Rav Shimon state mefurish in the Braisa that in this case it would be kosher v'ol Bailam sham chayva? And Ayin Rashi v'dil mazuam claim a kati le minkra the savri, as people will think kushta kama, that really the kohen was telling the truth to l'shum acheshes nadar u'me ava ova v'asib machvas u'de ka'amri kivin the asib machvas machvas havi ikalamei malohi the dilma minchazu avi b'macheshes amar, that the Bailam initially stated that I'm bringing this mincha as a macheshes the sulay matzil shnuy l'machvas ayin and Rashi. However, the Gemara continues and answers this question as well, as the Gemara states Rabbanan hochinami but Rav Shimon kivin the Amr Rav Shimon afi dey nidra yotza al makvusa demana v'lay klomu v'lay shna amazu v'lay shna amar lai. The Gemara explains that certainly according to the Shita de Rabbanon that is found in the Mishnah daf kuf bezim and beis, that clearly taught us ha'im ha'rei lai b'machvas v'hiv b'macheshes or b'macheshes v'hiv b'machvas ma'shehiv v'hiv v'yidei nidrei layotza. Rabbanon clearly hold that there's a difference between a minchas machvas and a minchas macheshes. Someone promised to bring one type of mincha, for example, he promised to bring a minchas machvas and then he actually brought a minchas macheshes, and we don't consider it as if he brought the proper mincha. Therefore, the Rabbanon mechalek between a person that initially stated harei lai or if a person stated harei zu, as if a person stated harei lai, although he brought this kar mincha in the wrong type of pin, but that mincha will still be a valid mincha and he'll just have to bring another mincha, and if he stated harei zu, then that mincha would be pasul gamri, as l'maisa he initially promised to bring a minchas machvas and ultimately he brought a minchas macheshes. Therefore, as the Mishnah taught us, the Rabbanon would hold that the mincha would be pasul gamri. However, according to the Shita Rav Shimon that is brought in the Brais on daf kuf beis and beis, it holds that it doesn't make a difference as to what type of neder a person made. It doesn't make a difference if a person initially made a neder to bring a minchas machvas and ultimately brought the mincha in a deep pan, or in a scenario where initially he made a neder to bring a minchas macheshes and ultimately brought his mincha in a shallow pan, then in both cases not only would the mincha be kosher, but he would also be yitzi yedei nidrai and he wouldn't have to bring another kar mincha. L'maisa, he just promised to bring a mincha to the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that he categorized which type of mincha he wanted to bring and he didn't bring that mincha doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, he brought a mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it wouldn't make a difference if he used the term harei lai or if he used the term harei zu. In all cases, Rav Shimon holds that we look at the actual pan. What's kaveya, the actual carbon mincha, is the type of pan that you actually bring the carbon mincha in. It wouldn't make a difference if Reuven actually stated harei zu minchas machvas, and ultimately he brought the mincha in a deep pan, and therefore it would be considered a minchas macheshes, and he would be yotzi yedei chavasai. And similarly, if he initially promised to bring a minchas macheshes, and then ultimately he brought the carbon in a shallow pan, then we would categorize this carbon as a minchas machvas, and even though initially he tried to be makdish to flour as a minchas macheshes, but there is no such concept, and therefore his dibur doesn't mean anything, and either way he's going to be yotzi yedei chavasai, as ultimately he brought a mincha to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Rav Shimon l'shitasai teaches us that if someone promised to bring a minchas machvas, and when he brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, he brought it in a machvas, and he brought it in a shallow pan, while the kohen was doing kmitza, he stated, I want to bring this carbon as a minchas macheshes. Certainly, it's maser muchichin leah, and his machshav is minkra, that he's being mechazev. Certainly, Rav Shimon holds that the type of mincha that this mincha is categorized as is not based on the dibur of the kohen, and it's based on the type of pan that the mincha is being brought in. Therefore, Rav Shimon holds that the dibur of the kohen is le'mayl v'le'mayred. Therefore, Rav Shimon taught us that not only is the mincha kosher, but it's even all the l'bayl m'shem chayva. And as Rashi states, avagabi zvachim ikalameima mi'ava ava v'shechtinu b'darim, and therefore it's a machshavah d'lay minkra, and that's why Rav Shimon would agree that the dibur of the kohen can affect the carbon, and therefore, although by most kabanais, the carbon would still be kosher, Rav Shimon would agree that le'ol l'bayl m'shem chayva. The Gemara now continues with its sixth question on the way that Rabbi explained the Shita Rav Shimon. The Gemara will ask a series of questions, and from here on in, these questions are not represented by the siman that we saw in that Beis on a Beis, and we will not be going to words El Me'ata. The Gemara now asks its sixth question, as Oyle Sheshach L'Shem Chatas Tiratza, the High Zachar behind the Keva. How can Rabbi state that Rabbi Shimon holds that in the scenario where it's Maser Mechichon allowed that the Kohen is being Mechazev, that the Dibur of the Kohen would not effectuate the carbon? If someone's bringing Oyle while doing Shechita, one doing Shechita stated this carbon is a carbon Chatas, then it should be Oyle Bailam Shem Chayva. Certainly, anyone that sees this carbon will realize that it's not a Chatas, as a carbon Chatas is brought from a Kizbo Sira and from a female of this behema is a Oyle, and a Oyle is brought from a Zachar, and therefore, certainly it's Maser Mechichon allowed. Therefore, the Allah should be that's Oyle Bailam Shem Chayva, and clearly, Rav Shimon stated in the Braisa that in her Menachis, Daimus Lizvachim, and by all behemoths that are brought Shalei Lishma, the din is that it's either Loy Oyle Bailam Shem Chayva, and by a Chatas and Pesach, it would be possible. However, the Gemara answers that even this case, it's a Maser Mechichon, as Kivin Ikasari Nasi, the Zachar Hula Yediya, as since there is a carbon Chatas that is brought from a male, and as we know that if a Melech does an Aveira, and he brings a Sar, which is a male, therefore, even when people will see that the animal that is being brought as a carbon is a male, they will actually think that it actually is a carbon chatas, even though it's really supposed to be a carbon oila, and therefore it's in maser mechichla. That's why even Rav Shimon would agree that in this case it will be like olul bailam l'shem chayva. Gemara continues with its seventh question, which is really based on the previous question, as om l'shem chatas yachid ma'ik le'meimar v'su chatas yachid sheshach l'shem oila tiratza the chatas nekeva v'oila zachar. The Gemara is bothered that the previous teretz of Gemara works out very well. The Kohen stated that bringing this as a chatas, and he didn't mention that as a chatas of a yachid, and therefore we could be toilet that he meant the chatas of a nasi, which is of course a male, and can get mixed up with an oila, as we explained. However, the Gemara is bothered if while bringing an oila, the Kohen stated that I'm bringing this as a chatas yachid, certainly maser mechichon la, certainly everyone knows that a chatas of a yachid can only be brought from a kispo seira, and can only be a female, and therefore certainly everyone realized that the Kohen is lying, therefore Rav Shimon should agree that in this case it would be olul bailam shem chayva. The Gemara asks another question, in a scenario where a person was mafresh a chatas for his own chet, and he was mafresh a kispo seira, and then while bringing the carbon, the Kohen stated that I'm bringing this as an oila, then certainly maser mechichon la, certainly the Kohen is being mechazev, as certainly this is not a chatas of a yachid, since it's a zachar, and therefore the dibur of the Kohen would not affect the Kohen at all, and the din should be that's olul bailam shem chayva. And once again, we know that Rav Shimon stated in the Braisa, ein menachis din l'zavachim, and by all behemoths, the din is that it's either olul bailam shem chayva, or by this case, which is a case of a chatas, and Rav Shimon holds that the carbon would be pasul, and as Rabbi stated, that Rav Shimon certainly agrees to the first Mishnah, Masech Tzvachim. However, the Gemara answers, Mechasi Ba'alya, that in a chenami, even in this case, it's in Maser Mechichla, even though in part A of the question, the neder was to bring a Zachar, the Kohen made mention that he's actually bringing in a Keva, and in part B of the question, where the person was bringing in a Keva, and was bringing a Chathas Yachid, and the Kohen stated that he's bringing an Oila, which is a Zachar, ultimately the private parts of an animal is covered over by its tail, and therefore people cannot notice very quickly if it's a Zachar or an Akeva, and therefore people will actually think that the Kohen is not lying. Therefore, this case is still considered a scenario of Ein Maser Mechichon La, even Rav Shimon would agree that in this case, the din would be that Lo'olul Bailam Shem Chayva, and in the case of a Karbon Chatas that was brought Shalei Lishma, then the Karbon Chatas would be completely possible. And as Rashi states, Mechasi Nakvis Durachel Ba'alya Biznava V'lo Yediya. The Gemara continues and asks, Hatena Achecha Da'isa Kivsa, but Isa Seira Ma'ik Lameima. This Matthias of the Mokum Nakvis or the Mokum Zachar is being covered over by the tail of the animal, only true when someone brings a lamb or a sheep as a carbon, as a lamb and sheep have a large tail. Therefore, the Mokum Zachris or the Mokum Nakvis is not noticeable. However, the Gemara is still bothered in the first case where the person is bringing an oila, if the Bailam actually brought a male animal that's a sire and doesn't have a large tail, or in the second part of the question where the owner would actually bring a seira instead of a kispa. Once again, a seira doesn't have a very fat or large tail, and therefore it would not cover the Mokum Nakvis and the Mokum Zachris. In this case, everyone will see that it's either an akeva or a zachar, and therefore it's maser mechichon la. And Rav Shimon should agree that it should be oyle bailam shem chayva. However, the Gemara now answers, ela bein zecharim l'nekevos lava datayil de'inshei. Even if there would not be any tail, and even if someone would clearly be able to see the zachris and nakvis of this behema, but people don't focus on that area of the behema. Therefore, in the first case where the kohen actually stated that this is a chatas yachid, or in the second case where the kohen stated that this is an oila, then we still consider this a case of Ein Maser Mechichon La, Therefore, even Rav Shimon agrees, by all karbanos, the carbon would be kosher, and by a carbon chatos that was brought shalei lishma, then the carbon chatos would be pasul. And in Rashi, Dibur Masal Seira, the in lazanov that doesn't have a tail, ma'ikala meima. However, we explained our Gemara based on Rabbeinu Gershom that states that a kispa yesh lazanov oruch u'mechasa ha'nakvas v'loi minkura milsa, al seira's chatos yachid z'nova kotza v'im mechasa ha'nakvas ayin sham. And the Gemara continues to ask another question on the explanation of Rabbah as to the Shita of Rav Shimon. The Gemara is, Pesach Sheshachtu L'Shem Asham Liratzei D'Hai Ben Shana V'Hai Ben Shtayim. And if someone is bringing a Karm Pesach, he has the Pesach in Pashas Boy states, Set Tom Zachar Ben Shana Yilachem Min HaKvasim Min HaIzim Tikachu. Karm Pesach has to be brought either from a Keves or from an Eiz that's within its first year. When they did Shchita, they stated it should be for an Asham, which is generally an idol, which is a rim in its second year. So certainly it is Nikar that the Sheikhit is being Mechazev. And if so, Rav Shimon should agree that his Dibur shouldn't have any effect on the Karm Pesach and should be kosher on even Olu L'Bailim Shem Chayva. And we know that a Pesach that is brought Shalei L'Shma is Pasul L'Gamri. Gemara answers, Kivin Ikar Hashem Noziv Hashem Material Le'Psikalei. Although it's true that Hashem Zeilos and Hashem Milos are brought from an isle which is in its second year, however, Hashem Noziv and Hashem Material are brought from Krasim that's within its first year. Therefore, when a Karm Pesach is brought as a Karban Osham, it's actually not Nikar that he's Mechazev, as one could think that the Sheikh meant he's bringing this behemoth as an Hashem Nozir or Hashem Mitzriah, which are both brought from an animal that's within its first year. As Rashi brings down, Hashem Nozir Mitzriah, Sibu Keves, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Nozir states, Ben Egeir the Hashem Nozir, Behizel Hashem, Esimei Nizroi, Behevi Keves Ben Shnozir L'Osham, Vayom Rishayim Yiplu Kitamei Nizroi, and Ben Egeir Hashem Mitzriah, the Pasuk in Pashas Mitzriah states, Velocha Hakoyin Esa Keves Ha'echod, Vehikrav Oysel L'Osham, Vesloy Hashem, and Vehinep Oysel Tufel of Ne Hashem, even though the Pasuk Ben Egeir Hashem Mitzriah doesn't mention that it was a Keves Ben Shana. However, as Rashi brings down from the Mishnah in Masechtas Parah, I call Keves Ben Shanahu, since it would not be Nikar as to which carbon he's bringing, therefore his Dibur cannot be ignored, and it would affect the carbon, and therefore the Pesach will be Pasul. But the Gemara continues and asks two questions, as Omer L'Shom Hashem Gzeilus L'Shom Hashem Ilois Ma'ik L'Meima, number two, V'su Hashem Gzeilus V'Hashem Ilois Yeshachtu L'Shom Pesach L'Ratzu, the reason is the Pesach Ben Shana V'Hani Ben Shtei Shanim, and the Gemara is that if the Sheikh had actually specified that he's bringing the carbon as an Hashem Gzeilus or Hashem Milos, which needs to be in their second year, and as Rashi brings down that the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikra Ben Egeir the Hashem Gzeilus states, V'hoi kiyechta v'oshayim v'hoshav esha gzeilah shegozal oyse oyse kasha oshak oyse pekodah shahafgaditai oyse aveda shamotza v'es Hashem yovel Hashem ayil tom minatzoim v'ekachol osham alakoyin. And a few psukim before that, the Torah speaks about the Hashem Milos, and the Pasuk states, Nefesh kisim omar v'chata b'shkogah mikotcha Hashem v'hivis Hashem alashem ayil tom minatzoim v'ekachol kasav shkolim b'shekal ha'kodesh l'osham. And since the Torah specifies that it comes from an idol, and the definition of an idol is a ram that's within its second year, certainly it would be nikkur that the sheikh is being mechazev, as certainly he's bringing a Karm Pesach, since he's bringing the animal within its first year. And if so, in this case, Rav Shimon should agree that the Karm Pesach should still be kosher, and should even be oil l'baylon l'shem chayva. And the Gemara asks a second question, that similarly in the reverse scenario, one is trying to bring an Hashem Gzeilos or an Hashem Ilos, which are both brought from animals that are within the second year, and the sheikh had stated that he's bringing the carbon as a Karm Pesach, which is brought during its first year, so certainly Rav Shimon should agree that his Dibur should not affect the carbon at all, and should even be Olu L'Bailim Shem Chayva, since it's clearly Nikkur that he's being Mechazev, and it's clearly not a Karm Pesach. And the Gemara responds and answers, Ella ben bein shana le ben bein shvei shanim lavadai tayo de inshi, de ikka ben shana de mechzika ben shtayim, de ikka ben shtayim de mechzika ben shana. And the Gemara responds that even in this case, a person cannot necessarily tell the difference between an animal in their first year and an animal in their second year. Therefore, a person that hears a sheikhid say that he's bringing this carbon either as a Karm Pesach or as an Hashem Ilois or Hashem Gzeilos will potentially think that the sheikhid isn't being mechazev and it's ein maser mechichin leah. Therefore, even Rav Shimon would agree that by bringing it shloi l'shma, the carbon will either be kosher el shloi olu by l'mashem chayva, or in the case of a Karm Pesach, it would be posel gamri. And once again, we're able to answer the question of the Gemara as to Rabbah's understanding of the Shita Rav Shimon. However, the Gemara continues that since an Asham has to be either Keves or Ayel and not a Sayer, so the Gemara asks that if one brings a Sayer as a carbon and they do Shechita and have intent for an Asham, then Lefir Rav Shimon it should be a valid carbon and Kosher Legamri, as certainly one wouldn't mistake a Sayer as an Asham since a goat grows here while an Asham has wool. As the Gemara states, Sayer shacht l'shem asham liratze haitzemer v'haiseir. The Gemara answers Amri dichra uchmu, that the Gemara explains that people may think it's an asham, and even though it doesn't have wool, they will think that the wool was just shorn off. That's why it looks like a black goat. Therefore, once again, this case is a scenario of ein maaseh muchichin alah, and therefore even Rav Shimon would agree that we bring a shalei l'shma, the carbon will not be kasher l'gamri, and even though it may be kasher, but it will be loy alu l'bayim l'sham chayva. And ayin Rashi d'haytemer asham kvasim yesh loy temer v'sarya ein loy temer elaseya ba'alma v'dov v'galu l'kalu. And Rashi continues Amri dichre uchmahu savri ayel shachahu l'hachi nakan uchma. And the reason why the Gemara calls it a black goat, the stam seirim shcharim hein ayin in Rashi ayin in Baal Taisis, who learns the Gemara's question and answer a bit differently, ayin shum. Finally, the Gemara continues and asks its final question on Rabbi's explanation as to the shita of Shimon. The Gemara asks egel upar sheshach l'shem pesach v'ashom liratzu the egel upar v'pesach v'ashom leka. And l'chiru, if someone will bring a kia for a bull as a carbon, and as Rashi explains that a par is brought as a par kli mashiach or the par hamdav shel tzibor, ayin rishashu points out Rashi could have given a simpler example, and Rashi could have given an example of a par being brought as an oil or shlamim. In any case, while doing shchita of this par or this calf, he stated that this is a karm pesach or a karm osham. Both cannot be brought from the cow family and are goats or sheep that are in their first or second year. Certainly in this case, it's nicker that his dibur isn't true, and therefore the fear of Shimon, his dibur should not affect the carbon at all and should be kosher legamri. Gemara doesn't have a response to this question, and therefore the Gemara explains that in chanami, and we continue on daf gimel amud beis, the Gemara explains that in chanami, even Rav Shimon agrees that there are zvachim or kabonis that are brought from animals that even if done shalei l'shma, it will still be kosher legamri. Not only are they kosher, but they would be olu l'bayim l'shem chayva. And for example, in the case of an egel upar, a shachton l'shem pesach oy l'asham, and even though in Brisa number 1, Rav Shimon stated she'ina menachos daimlus l'zvachim, Rav Shimon also stated v'zvachim ina kain, which is mashma that for all kabonis that are animals that are brought shalei l'shma, that there will be never a case that it will be kosher legamri. However, the Gemara explains that Rav Shimon really meant that by rei zvachim this is not the case, and the carb would not be kosher legamri. But certainly, even by zvachim, there are cases where it would be kosher legamri, as opposed to all menachos. And the few Rav Shimon are always kosher legamri. Now that the Gemara finished discussing in great detail the answer of Rabbah and the way that Rabbah explained the sheet of Rav Shimon in order that it wouldn't be a stereo between Brisa number 1 and Brisa number 2, so the Gemara now continues with the second teretz. And let us refresh the actual question of the Gemara, as the Gemara asks, Rami de Rav Shimon ad Rav Shimon, as Brisa number 1 stated, Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Menachos Shenikbutzu Shalei L'shman K'sheres V'Olu L'Bayil L'Shem Chayva. And from this Brisa would seem that Rav Shimon was chelik on a Mishnah in regard to 2 points, and as Rashi brought down, Chod de Masisik Tadi B'Kol Menachos Delay Olu, and Rav Shimon states that Olu L'Bayil L'Shem Chayva, V'Chod de Kapasal Tani Didan Minchas Chayte L'Gamri, and Rav Shimon doesn't mention anything about a Minchas Chayte, and it would be mashma that even if someone brings a Minchas Chayte Shalei L'shma, that would be kasha and Olu L'Bayil L'Shem Chayva. And the Gemara asks the stira on the words of Rav Shimon from Brisa number 2, as based on the pasuk in Pasuk VaYikra B'Negei Karm Mincha, which states Kodesh Kedoshim Hinkachatus Uchasham. So Rav Shimon taught us, number 1, a minchas chayte that is brought shalei l'shma would be pasul l'gamri. Number 2, any other mincha that is brought shalei l'shma, the din would be that would be kasha elish le'olu l'vaylam sham chayva. It would seem that Rav Shimon holds exactly like our Mishnah, and as we already saw that based on Rabbah's explanation of the sheet of Rav Shimon, that certainly our Mishnah could not be going like Rav Shimon. And the Gemara continues with the Teretz of Rava, and as we saw on Daf Beis Amud Beis, once again based on Rava's explanation of the sheet of Rav Shimon, so the Tanava Mishnah could not be Rav Shimon either. And the Gemara continues that Rava Oma and Rava explains Lekasha that there is no stereo between the two brisos that bring down the sheet of Rav Shimon, as Kam beklimitz milch l'shem mincha and Kam beklimitz milch l'shem zevach. Brisa number 1 is referring to a case where someone did a kmitza of mincha while he was doing the kmitza, he had kavana for a different type of mincha, and that case Rav Shimon holds that it will be kasha, it will be a little bayil l'shem chayva. However, in a case where someone's bringing a mincha and at the time that he's doing kmitza he had kavana l'shem zevach, then it would not be kasha l'gamri. And if he was bringing a standard carbon mincha, then although the mincha would be kasha, but it would be like a little bayil l'shem chayva. Whereas if at the time that he's bringing a carbon mincha, stated that he's bringing it l'shem zevach, then the mincha would not be kasha l'gamri. By a standard mincha, then it would be kasha el shle a little bayil l'shem chayva. And if he was bringing a mincha chayte and he did so shalei l'shma and he did so l'shem zevach, then the mincha would be pasul gamri. And as Rava continues and explains, in a scenario where he brought a karm mincha and he had kavana for a different type of mincha, So since when the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav starts speaking about a Korah Mincha, the Pasuk states, V'zoyis Teres HaMincha, and we learn out, Teres Achas L'chol HaMinachos, the Teres is teaching us that even if someone is bringing a Minchas Machvas, and he had Kavan L'Shem Minchas Machashas, and it would be Olu L'Bayim L'Shem Chayva, as Rav Shimon stated in Braisa number 1, while in Braisa number 2, Rav Shimon is discussing a case of Mincha L'Shem Zevach, where someone was bringing a Korah Mincha, and he stated he's bringing a Zevach. When Maisa the Pasuk only states, V'zoyis Teres HaMincha, and as the Gemara states, V'zoyis Teres HaMincha V'zevach, like Siv, that the Pasuk doesn't mention that the same din should apply to all Menachos and Zvachim, and since he had Kavana Shalei Lishma, and he had Kavana for a Zevach, then his Dibur would have an effect on the carbon, and if it would be a regular Mincha, then it would be Kasha El Shalei Olu Bailam Sham Chayva, and if he would bring a Minchas Chaytei, then it would be possible Gamri. Keep in mind that we already saw in that Bezim and Bez that the Gemara stated that Lefi, the explanation of Rabbah, then certainly our Mishnah is not going like the Shita of Rab Shimon. Certainly our Mishnah is discussing a case where someone would bring a Mincha L'Shem Mincha, as the Mishnah gave an example of Shalei Lishman V'Lishman, L'Shem Minchas Adav V'Lishem Minchas Chaytei. Even so, the Mishnah taught us that it would be Lo Olu L'Bailam Shem Chayva, and according to Rab Shimon, in the case of a Mincha L'Shem Mincha, then should be that it's Olu L'Bailam Shem Chayva. Therefore, clearly we see that our Mishnah is not going like the Shita of Rab Shimon. The Gemara continues that in Braisa number 1, Rab Shimon actually gave two examples, and Rab Shimon stated, She'ena Menachis Deimel Zizvachim, Sha'kaimitz Machbas L'Shem Machashas, Do Maseh Mamchichin Le'ash L'Shem Machvas, and Chareva L'Shem Belula, Maseh Mamchichin Le'ash L'Shem Chareva, and it was Mashmo that the reason for the Halacha of Rab Shimon, because Maseh Mamchichin Le'ash, therefore we couldn't say that this Karb Mincha would be Pasol, or be Le'ol L'Bayl L'Shem Chareva, and certainly based on the way Rav is explaining the words of Rab Shimon, it would seem that the reason behind this halacha has nothing to do with Maseh Mamchichin Le'ash, as certainly in a case where someone is bringing a mincha, he said that I'm actually bringing a zevach, which is a carbon brew from a behemoth, then certainly Maseh Mamchichin Le'ash, and certainly the din should be that it should be kosher, and Olu L'Bayl L'Shem Chayva. Therefore, clearly, this can't be the reason for the din of Rab Shimon, and therefore the Gemara is, V'atanam P'tish Maseh Mamchichin Le'ash Kalmar, and as we just explained, that certainly that would not make sense, and as Rashi states, Hilkoch Minchel Shem Zevach Nami L'Skasha, that certainly the din should be that if someone brings a Minchel Shem Zevach, that certainly that should be kosher, and how could be that Rava would say that Rab Shimon holds that in the case where someone brings a Minchel Shem Zevach, that would not be kosher L'Gamri? Keep in mind that at this point in the Gemara, we have to shift our mindset, as to this point in the Gemara, we kept saying that if someone brings a carbon and the Maisel would be Mechichla, that is more of a reason to say that the Dibur of the Kohen should not be Mailu Mayrid and should not affect the carbon, as certainly we know that the Kohen is lying and therefore his words don't have any effect on the carbon. However, the Gemara will now shift its focus and will actually say, Pum Fakert, whenever it's even more clear that the Kohen is lying, then that's more of a reason that the carbon should be Pasul, as certainly that would be a worse case of Shalei Lishma. The Kohen is actually saying that I'm bringing this carbon as something that has no connection to this carbon at all, as it's completely clear to anyone that sees this that my Dibur has no connection to the actual carbon that I'm bringing. Therefore, in a case where a person brings a Mincha and he says that I'm bringing it as a Zevach, certainly Rav Shimon holds that's more of a reason to say that the carbon should not be Kosher L'Gamri, and that's Pshat in Rav Shimon in Braisa number 2, where someone brings a Mincha L'Shem Zevach by a regular Mincha, although it's Kosher, however, it would be Lo'olu L'Bayl M'Shem Chayva. If while bringing a Mincha Chaytei he had an improper Machshava, then it would be Pasul L'Gamri. And the Gemara now explains the words of Rav Shimon in Braisa number 1, as Hachi Ka'amar, this is what Rav Shimon meant to say, that Afagav the Machshav de Le'Minkri, even though in this case of the Braisa, where someone was bringing Minchas Machvas, and the Kohen stated that I'm bringing it as Macheshes, then certainly Maseh Mamchichin Le'ash, therefore it's clear that the Kohen is lying. If so, possibly we should say that this Karban Mincha should not be Kosher L'Gamri in the Tipasal, and if he was originally bringing a regular Mincha, then although it would be Kosher, but Shalei Olu L'Bayl M'Shem Chayva, and if he was trying to bring a Minchas Chaytei, then it should be Pasul L'Gamri. However, Zakar Rav Shimon, that even so, this Mincha will be Kosher, and will be Olu L'Bayl M'Shem Chayva, based on Gzeir Sakasov, as the Pasuk states, V'zoyis Teres HaMincha, Teres Achas L'Chol Menachos. The Gemara continues, U'mayav B'Zvachim Eino Kein. What did Rav Shimon mean in Braisa number 1 when he stated B'Zvachim Eino Kein? And the Gemara explains that Afagav the Shechita Achas L'Kulon and Kabbalah Achas L'Kulon V'Zrika Achas L'Kulon, and even though B'Negeir Zevach, it's in Maseh Mamchichin Le'ash, and we can't tell that he actually had the wrong Kavana, and therefore maybe the Psul Shalei L'Shma should not pertain and should not apply, and therefore the Karban should actually be Kosher and should be Olu L'Bayl M'Shem Chayva. Rav Shimon explains, V'Zoyis Teres HaMincha V'Zevach Like Siv, that since the Pasuk only states V'Zoyis Teres HaMincha, therefore this Gzeiras HaKasev only applies to all types of Menachos, and if someone brings a Mincha L'Shem Mincha, Simcha, and although the svara would be that it should not be kosher, however, ultimately the Torah teaches us that it will be kosher and all the Bailum Shem Chayva. However, since the Torah doesn't state, so therefore we don't have the same din, Benegeya or Zvachim. Therefore, even though the svara should be that Benegeya is Zevach, it should be kosher and all the Bailum Shem Chayva, as Lamaisa, based on the person's words alone, one can't really tell that he's actually having Kavanah Shleil Lishma, since all the Avoidus of a Zevach are all the same. Therefore, we would not be able to tell that he actually had Kavanah for the wrong carbon, but the Pasuk doesn't state Vizayis Teres HaZevach. Therefore, the din is that if someone brings a Zevach Lushim Zevach, and he brings one carbon and he had Kavanah for a different carbon, by all Kavanahs, it would be Kasha, El Shleil Olu Bailum Shum Chayva. If he was trying to bring a carbon Chatos or a carbon Pesach, then the din would be that it would be Pasul Gamri, and the same din would apply if someone was actually bringing a carbon Mincha, and he stated he's bringing a Zevach, as Rava previously explained. Ayin and Rashi in the middle of Diba Maskel Hachi Kamar, six lines from the top of the narrow lines, that Rashi states to Rava Ravashi Svirlu de Machshava Glu Lekol Shu Mechazev that Kol Shkein Shepoiseles and Mehachi Mitaris Lekamon Ad Rabba Machshava de Minkura Shi Sheker Pasul Rachmana Shem Yomu Mutl Shanis Bekabonais. It makes sense that if a Kohen had Kavana Shlei Lishma and it's something which is clearly something that's Sheker, then certainly the Torah would say that this would be Pasul, as if the Torah would say that it was Kosher, and people would think that it's actually Mutl to change the carbon from the type of carbon that initially was brought as to a new type of carbon, and certainly that's not halacha. Ayin Rashi Dibur Maskel Da Shchita Achas Hakulon the Ikal Meima Taylu Shem Chayva, and therefore it is more of a svara to say that it should be Oglu Lashem Chayva the Lek Lemigza Shem Yoyim Mutl Lashanis Bizvachim, as people can't even tell that the Kohen was actually lying and the Kohen was actually changing the type of carbon. And Afil Hachi Loi Olu, and even so the Torah teaches us that's not Olu. The Zayis Teres Amincha Vizevach Loi Ksiv will have Imashma Teres Achas Lachal Menachos the Teres Achas Lachal Zvachim, as we explained. Gemara now continues that if we just stated that Reb Shimon holds that when the pasuk states Vizayis Teres, then the din of Shleil Lishma would not apply. But if so, since the pasuk in Pashas Tzav states Zayis Teres Achatos, so therefore we should say if someone brings one type of carbon chatos and Lamaisi had Kavana to use that as a different type of carbon chatos, and since he's bringing a chatos of shum chatos, and the Torah states Vizayis Teres Achatos, so it should be kosher va'olu l'baylam shum chayva, and Lamaisi the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim gives us a blanket klal that kol Zvachim shenizbuchu shleil lishman kosher el shleil olu l'baylam shum chayva lets me pass off a chatos. Clearly we see that if someone had a kavana shleil lishma by a carbon chatos, then it would be possible. And as the Gemara now continues in this el me'ata, that if Rav Shimon learns the words Zayis Teres, so chatos chelo sheshach l'shem chatos dam or l'shem chatos avedik tichavim or l'shem chatos nazir or l'shem chatos mitzayah take shira v'tiratza dam rachman of his Zayis Teres achatos, and Rav Shimon shidashin tera achas l'chol chatois, and as Rashi states v'tiratza l'shem chayva and alo matram bezvachim chutz min ha-pesach min achatos, and Agamar answers Rav Shimon hachinami that in hachinami Rav Shimon would actually learn that that is the halacha, and if while someone is bringing a carbon chatos that someone has kavana for a different type of carbon chatos, then Rav Shimon would hold that it will be kosher va'ol l'balim shum chayva, and l'chayrid would still be possible to say that the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim could be going even if you're Rav Shimon, and when the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim states chutz min ha-pesach min achatos, it's referring to someone that's bringing a carbon chatos l'shem a different type of carbon and not l'shem a different type of carbon chatos. That is why the carbon chatos would be pasul l'gamri. The Gemara continued that not only would Rav Shimon hold this way, but even according to Rabbanon, this would also be the halacha in some instances. And as the Gemara continues, the Rabbanon, and according to Rabbanon, that a chaylik and Rav Shimon, and they don't dash in the word Zayis Teres, ha'amru Rava, but Rava explains that even Rabbanon would agree that if someone brings a chatas chaylev, sheshacht l'shem chatas dam, and he had kavana shalei l'shma, he stated I'm bringing it as a chatas dam, or he stated l'shem chatas avedis chavim, then both cases it would be kosher, as although he had kavana shalei l'shma, since l'maisa he still had kavana that he's bringing a carbon chatas, and as Rashi states, therefore, not only would this carbon be kosher as a chatas chilev, but it would be olu bailum shem chayva. However, since Rabbanan do not dash in v'zoyis teres chatas, therefore, if one would be bringing a chatas chilev, and he said that I'm bringing l'shem chatas nazir or l'shem chatas mitzayah, then psula d'hani oilus badayun enu that l'maisa these carbonis are more like a carbon oila than a carbon chatas. The chatas nazir and the chatas mitzayah are not really baal achet, and the nazir only brings this carbon in order to restart his nazir's period after he became tamei, and the material only brings this carbon as part of his entire process. And we just explained the Gemara based on the second pshat of Rashi, that Rashi states, Yeshiva Koichon Kechatos. Therefore, since this person was trying to bring a Chatas Chelev, and Lemaisa he stated, I want to bring it as a Chatas Mitzriah or a Chatas Nazir, so the Chatas Chelev would be Pasol. And let us see the first explanation of Rashi, as Rashi explains that when the Gemara stated, Oilus Badayuneu, Lemaisa we know that when a Nazir brings a Chatas, he also brings an Oila, and when a Mitzriah brings a Chatas Mitzriah, he also brings an Oila. Rashi brings a third pshat as well. That in the case of a chatas nazir and a chatas mitzriah, there's a requirement to bring the sachim like an oila. As this explanation will only work for a chatas mitzriah, but it would not work for a chatas nazir, as a chatas nazir does not require an Nesachim. And the Gemara continues that although Rava just stated that according to Rabbanon, someone was bringing a Chatz Chilev and he was Shach L'Shem Chatz Dam or L'Shem Chatz Avedis Kechavim, that's Kshira. However, the Gemara continues, Rav Acha Breid Rava Masle L'Kulu L'Psula. Rav Acha Breid Rava learned that Lefid Rabbanon, in all scenarios, since he brought the Karban Chatz for a different type of Karban Chatz, it would be Pasul L'Gamri, as the Pasuk in Pasha Vayikra states, V'Samach Hazyada Reisha Chatz V'Shach Oysal Chatz B'Mekayim HaShiyish Chatz Oila. And we learn out L'Shem Oysal Chatz, that when you bring a Karban Chatz, you must bring it completely L'Shma, and you can't even have Kavana for a different type of Chatz, and if you do, then it will be Pasul L'Gamri. The Gemara now continues with a third explanation as to the Sheet of Rav Shimon, and why there is no steer between the Sheet of Rav Shimon and Brisa number 1 and Brisa number 2. And the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Omar, Loi Kasher, Kam Bekoimitz Machbas L'Shum Macheshes, Kam Bekoimitz Minchas Machbas L'Shum Minchas Macheshes. And as Rav Ashi explains, Machbas L'Shum Macheshes, B'monakam Machashev, U'machshav B'mona Loi Pasla. However, Minchas Machbas L'Shum Minchas Macheshes, B'mincha De Pasla B'machshav Kam Machashev, therefore would not be Pasla Gamri. And Rav Ashi explains that in Brisa number 1, Rav Shimon specifically discussing a case where one who was bringing a Minchas Machbas, and while doing one of the Avedis HaMincha, the Kohen says this should be L'Shem Macheshes, and since a statement that discusses the deep pan called a Macheshes has no bearing on the Mincha, so it's a meaningless statement, and therefore Rav Shimon stated that Minchas Machbas is kosher, and it would even be Olu Bailun Shem Chayva. However, in Brisa number 2, Rav Shimon is discussing if someone is bringing a Minchas Machbas, and while doing the Kmitza, one of the other Avedis HaMincha on a Minchas Machvas, the Kohen stated that I'm bringing this L'Shem and Minchas Chavitin, and since he mentioned the L'Shem Mincha, so this is a Machshav Shloi L'Shma, and therefore by regular Mincha it would be Kasha, El Shloi Olu L'Bailim Shem Chayva, and by Minchas Choyte it would be Pasul L'Gamri, as the Mishnah stated, and as the Gemara previously stated, that according to Rav Ashi, a Mishnah could even be going like Rav Shimon. The Gemara now continues, and once again the Gemara asks the same question that we asked on Rava, that the L'Shem of Braisa is not Mashma like this, and as the Gemara is, Rav Shimon seemed to explain the reasoning for his din in the first brisa that the mincha would be kasha is because maser mukhichnalah, and l'chira based on Rav Ashi's explanation, this has no bearing as to the reason why in the first brisa the din is that the mincha is kasha l'gamri, and it's even olu b'alum shem chayva, and the only reason is because he actually didn't say a sensical statement. He just stated that this should be l'shem machvas, therefore the psul of shloi l'shma was not relevant. The Gemara explains the Hachi Kamar, that this is what Rav Shimon was trying to teach us, that even though one would think that in this case, since it's not Nikur that he's telling the truth, as Rashi explained previously, that's Vadi Nikur She'ena Kain, HaMaser Mukhichin, that since it's Mukhach that he's actually lying, as Lemaisi stated that I'm bringing a Kli Macheshes, and Lemaisi certainly we see that the flower is in a Kli Machvas, therefore one may think that this statement is a worst case of Shloi L'Shma, and it should be possible Gamri. Therefore, Rav Shimon teaches us that since his dibur only had to do with the kli, since it was only b'mona kamachashev and machshav b'mona loy pasla, and his dibur that had to do with the kli is a nonsensical statement, and therefore does not passel this mincha. That's why Rav Shimon holds that the minchas machbas will still be kosher, and it will be olu b'alum shem chayva. The Gemara continues and once again asks, umay avu b'zvachim einokain. What did Rav Shimon mean that b'negei zvachim the din is not like this, and the psul shloi l'shma would have an effect on the carbon? And the Gemara explains that Rav Shimon is being mechadish to us that afagav the shchita achas l'kulon and zrika achas l'kulon and kabbalah achas l'kulon, and therefore one would think that even though he had a kavanah of shloi l'shma, but l'maisi he had kavanah about something which is so similar to the other type of carbon, and possibly the psul of shloi l'shma should not apply where someone had a kavanah shloi l'shma when bringing a zevach and bringing a behema. However, Rav Shimon teaches us bezvicha the pasul be'machshav v'komachashev. Now, lemaisa the psula shloi l'shma would be relevant, as since while he was bringing one type of carbon, he had kavana that he was actually going to use this as a different type of carbon. And since his dibur is actually sensical, it makes sense when he says that I'm going to bring this carbon as a different type of carbon. Therefore, the psula shloi l'shma does apply if the original carbon was any carbon aside from a carbon pesach and a carbon chatas, then it would be kosher. However, if the original carbon was a carbon pesach or a carbon chatas, since he brought the carbon shloi l'shman, therefore the carbon would be pasul. The Gemara now continues. Omri Rav Acha b'Rav Rava l'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha b'Rav Rava asked the following question to Rav Ashi. While it would make sense to explain Brisa number one, as you explain b'negei the case that Rav Shimon brought, if someone was bringing a minchas machvas, and while doing one of the avodas hamincha, the kohen stated that this would be l'shem machreshes. Certainly, there's a kli called a machreshes, and therefore it makes sense that Rav Shimon would teach us that it would be kashav all l'bayim l'shem chayva. However, in Brisa number one, Rav Shimon brings another example of charevim l'shem belula. That case has nothing to do with the kli, and I'm mayim Rav Shimon. And why would Rav Shimon teach us that the mincha would be kashav v'all l'bayim l'shem chayva? And Amar Leih, Rav Ashi responds l'shem bila ba'alma. And even in that case, Rav Shimon is teaching us that if someone was bringing a minchas chayte, which is a mincha chareva, while doing one of the avodas, he stated that I'm bringing a belula. Since he didn't mention that I'm bringing a mincha belula, therefore certainly his statement is nonsensical, and therefore we would not consider it that he actually said a statement that shaloi l'shma. Therefore, certainly the mincha chareva would be kasha va'ol l'bailum shum chayva. And as Rashi states, l'shem bila ba'alma kiven le'itka behedya mincha chareva l'shem mincha belula diru ruach ba'alma nenu, and it's commander amen. Just like some would say, hareini koymitz l'shem dava acher ayin shum. The Gemara continues to ask Rav Ashi that if you will explain when he said l'shem bila, it means l'shem bila ba'alma, which is nonsensical. So Rav Shimon should also hold that if someone's bringing a carbon oila and he says I'm bringing this carbon l'shem shlamim, then we should also explain that he's not saying that I'm bringing the oila as a carbon shlamim, but instead we should explain that he means to say that I'm bringing the oila in order that there should be shalom between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this person. And as Rashi states, hechi bizvachim the moida Rav Shimon d'loy alu amay moida. So why is Rav Shimon moida as ki shachet oila l'shem shlamim tal l'shem chayva? And not only should it be kasha, but it should also be oila l'bailim l'shem chayva. The hechi kama, as we should explain, that he means to say that oila zu ani shechet l'shem lasted shalom bein koin l'beini. However, the Gemara answers for Rav Ashi and Hachi Hashra that certainly you can compare a case where the person said that I'm bringing this carbon l'shem shlamim to a case where a person said that I'm bringing this carbon l'shem bila. It's hasam as benegei a case of shlamim zedach gufa ikri shlamim. The carbon itself is called a shlamim siv, and as the pasuk in Pashas Sav states hamakvis dama shlamim v'sachilu v'bnei arad lo yisi eshoi kayom l'mana. And another pasuk in Pashas Sav states v'hikri menu echad mikol carbon chumal Hashem, like Kohen Azirik is Dam Ashlamim lo yiyah, and the Psukim don't say Dam Karban Ashlamim, and therefore we see that the Shlamim itself is called the Shlamim, and there's no reason to explain that he means to say that I want to make Shalom Beiniu Bein Koini. Or the Hacha Babinagea Mincha, Mincha Gufa Mikri Belula, is a Mincha actually called Belula, but the Pasuk of Pashas Sav states, Chol Mincha Belula Bashemin, the Chareva, Lachol Bnei Aaron, Tia Ishka Achiv, since Vichol Mincha Belula Bashemin Ksiv, so Belula Bashemin Ikri, Belula Stama La Ikri, so carbon mincha can be called belula b'shemen, but it can't be called belula stama. And therefore, when a person mentions the word belula, it's a nonsensical statement, and therefore it's not considered a kavanah of shloi l'shma. And therefore, Rav Shimon holds that the carbon mincha would still be kosher, and it would still be alul b'ayilum shem chayva. The Gemara will now continue and try to understand the actual svaras machlekes as to why Rabba and Rava and Rav Ashi all brought different explanations as to how to explain the sheet of Rav Shimon. Before we continue, let us point out that certainly we already saw that there was a major nafkamina between the shita of Rabba and the shitais of Rava and Ravashi. Rabba clearly held that when there's a machshava that's gluy l'kol, that a person's lying, and that would not be considered a dibur that could pass the carbon at all. Therefore, in a case where it's maser mechichin aleha, Rabba held that Rav Shimon holds that if someone makes such a dibur, then the dibur is ignored, and therefore the carbon is still kosher, and it will be olul b'ayilum shum chayva. However, as we previously mentioned, both Rav and Rav Ashi argue on Rabba, and they hold that the opposite is true, that if there's a dibur where it's actually going to be clear that the person is lying, then that's more of a reason that the Torah would say that this should be a psul of shloi l'shma, and either the carbon should be loy olu l'bailum shum chayva, or the carbon would be psul gamri. And as we previously saw in Rashi, Rashi that Rover and Ravashi Sviru the Machshava Glu the Kol Shum Chazev Kol Shkain Shapayseles Hashem Yoyimu Mutul L'Shanis Bekabanois. Therefore, Agamara states that Kula Kurabo Le'Amri. That certainly makes sense why Rover and Ravashi do not learn like Rabba and did not explain the Shita of Shimon like Rabba did. As the Ad Rabba as Punk Farkert, they hold Machshava de Mikra Pasur Achmana, which, as we explained, is Punk Farkert from the Sfarah of Rabba. The Gemara explains Kurabo Le'Amri and Rabba and Ravashi did not explain the Shita Rab Shimon as Rabba did, as both Rabba and Ravashi not agreed to the limud that we learned from Vizoyz Teres HaMincha. Finally, the Gemara tells us Kuravashi Loyamri that Rabba and Rabba did not agree to Ravashi Mishum Kushit Ravacha Breed Rabba, because of the question of Ravacha Breed Rabba asked Ravashi the Chareva Mishum Balula Amayam Rab Shimon. Why would Rab Shimon hold that that is not a psul of Shloy Lishmoy? Why is it kosher and Olu Bailum Mishum Chayva? Ayin Rashi, where the Gemara stated that both Rabba and Ravashi disagree with Rava, Zeis Teres Le Mashmalu, the Kashlu Vizeis Teres Achatas, as the Le Yeshchan, the Achshar Rav Shimon, Chatas Chilu, Lashem Chatas Nazir. Rashi continues that both Rabba and Rava do not agree to Ravashi, as they were bothered by the question of Achabrid Rava. As we explained, the question of Chareva Lashem Bulula, and Rashi points out, V'afagad the Shonin Le, and even though the Gemara brought a Teretz, Le Mistava Haishinuye, the Bulula Stam, Nami Hainu Mincha, Ayin Shom, the Gemara now continues, Milsa the Pshita Le Rabba Lahagisa, Rava and Rav Ashi lahaygisa mibayle l'Rav Hoshea. This concept that was pasha to Rabba, if one made a statement with nikkur that he's lying, then certainly that statement is considered nonsensical and therefore would have no effect on the carbon. Not only would the carbon be kasha, but it would even be all l'bayle mishum chayva. And the statement that was pasha to Rava and to Rav Ashi that they were choylik and Rabba and they held pum fakert, that if there's a statement that someone makes that's clear that he's lying, then certainly that would be a psul of shloy l'shma. It is actually a shaila that Rav Hoshea had, and Rav Hoshea was never pasha to shaila, as the boy Rav Hoshea, as Rav Hoshea had a shaila, but Amulon, some say, boy me Rav Hoshea and Rav Asi, Rav Hoshea asked this question on Rav Asi, and this question was, Minch L'Shem Zevach, and we continue on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Mali Om Rav Shimon, that what would Rav Shimon say in a case where someone was bringing a mincha while doing kmitza, or while doing any of the other avodos, he stated that I'm bringing a zevach. The reason why Rav Hoshea had this shaila is because he had a suffix as follows, as time drop Shim Mashum Machshava de Minkur Le Pasla, Vaha Machshava de Minkru. Do we say that the reason why Rav Shimon stated that a carbon would be kosher is like Rabba stated, when someone says a statement which certainly is clear that he's lying, then this statement cannot affect the carbon, and therefore the carbon would be kosher and all the Bailum Shum Chayva? And certainly in a case where someone is bringing a mincha and he stated, I'm bringing a zebach, then certainly it's nikkur that he's lying, and therefore certainly the statement doesn't have any effect on the carbon, and therefore the mincha would be kosher and all the bailum shum chayva, and this would be based on the svara of Rabba. However, Rabbi Ishi also had it sad that maybe the svara would be like Rav and Rav Ashi, when a person makes a statement that it's clear that he's lying, that would be more of a reason to pass le machshava shloy lishma, and the carbon should be pasal. Really, if while someone is doing one of the avodas of a minchas machvas, he states that he's bringing a minchas macheshes, and really, since it's clear that he's lying, so therefore it should be a psul of shloy lishma, and should be loy olu l'baylum shum chayva. However, as Rav explains, that since the pasuk states b'negei mincha v'seiz teres mincha, so therefore we have gzeiras hakasev that as long as someone's bringing a mincha l'shem mincha, then it will be kosher and olu l'baylum shum chayva. Therefore, Rabbi Yishai had a tzad oydilma time drab shimim shum dechsev v'seiz teres mincha v'zevach leksev. And since the pasuk doesn't state the same din b'negei zevach and doesn't state v'seiz teres zevach, therefore when someone brings a karm mincha and he says I'm bringing this l'shem zevach, since we don't have the Gzeiras HaKosev, therefore we have to rely on the Svara, and the Svara is that since it's clear when he says that I'm bringing a Zevach, that he's certainly lying, as he's clearly bringing a Kar Mincha and not a Behema, therefore certainly in this case, the din would not be that Olu L'Bailum Shum Chayva. The Gemara tells us, Amalei, Rav Asi responded to Rav Hoshea, Klum Haganu L'Seif Daitish Rav Shimon, that do we actually know what the actual reasoning for Rav Shimon is, and therefore you have a valid Suffolk, we can't be Paisha to Shaila. And the Gemara continues, Kurabba Loi Mishanilei, that why did Rav Asi answer Rav Hoshea and explain that we would hold like the Svara of Rabba? And the Gemara explains, Bishum Kushit Abaya, as the Maisa of Asi had the same question that Abaya asked on that Beis and Abaze, how could Rabba state that Rav Shimon holds that B'negeya Mincha, we only have a psul of Shloi L'Shmoi by Shinu Bailim and not by Shinu Kodesh, if L'Chayra, the same limud that we have, B'negeya Shinu Bailim, should also teach us that there's a psul of Shinu Kodesh? Similarly, the Gemara continues, Kurabba Loi Mishanilei, that Rav Asi did not respond to a Rav Hoshea that we should hold like Rav is Teretz, and Rav is the explanation of Rav Shimon, Shum Kushya of Zeus Teretz Achatos. He was bothered by the Gemara's question that just like Rav stated that Rav Shimon holds that we have a drasha of Zeus Teretz HaMincha, if someone is bringing a mincha l'shem mincha, then the karba would be kosher and olu l'bailam shum chayva, then the same should apply to all karbanos chatois. Even if someone is bringing a karban chatas chaylev, he states that I'm bringing this as a chatas nazir, then the psul of shalei l'shma should not apply and should be olu l'bailam shum chayva. And finally, Rav Ashi loy mishani lei, Rav Ashi did not want to be pushed to shayla Rav Oshia, explained the sheet of Rav Shimon like Rav Ashi did, shum kushit Rav Acher b'rid Rava. He was bothered by the same question that Rav Acher b'rid Rava is that if so, the chareivu l'shem b'lula should be puzzled, as this is not a machshava on the kli, it's a machshava on the mincha. Rav Ashi did not like the teretz that the Gemara brought, and therefore Rav Ashi was not pushed to shayla, and he blibed with his suffix, and we will stop over here.